A once promising electric car company recently filed for bankruptcy. The company, Better Place, was building a network of battery swapping stations. Instead of spending time charging up, you do a fast swap and drive away. It spent hundreds of millions of dollars on this network, but sold only about 1,000 cars. Now the owners of the Israeli company are pinning their hopes on an entrepreneur named Captain Sunshine to be their savior. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Getting a fresh car battery at a Better Place station is easy. Just shift into neutral and take out the key.
So it's going to pick us up. It's going to move us forward. The battery's going to drop out.
Debbie Abramowitz bought this car last summer. She loves it.
The new battery is then going to be moved into position and put in. Then the sign will say go, and we'll start the car again, and we'll have a full battery.
This takes 6 minutes, 24 seconds. Debbie's husband, Haim, timed it. When they plug the car in at home in Jerusalem, it takes hours to recharge. The swap stations let them roam freely.
We woke up one Thursday morning, took off an hour later, no planning.
They drove all day, visiting scenic spots around Israel.
Never did we have a problem or concern about electrical charge because there's switch stations all along the way.
Better Place supporters thought the battery swap system would fundamentally change the electric car business. Instead, the company burned cash building it, but made little in return. Since Better Place declared bankruptcy, potential buyer Yosef Abramowitz has been looking at the books.
I'll give you one example. The software that they have for the customer relations management, they bought a license for 1 million customers. 1 million customers, and they didn't get to 1,000. And they're paying for that license for 1 million customers. So we're finding that basically with almost every contract that there was not an attention to detail to watch their investors' money closely.
Abramowitz, not related to car owners Debbie and Haim, is a successful Israeli solar power entrepreneur. He's also known as Captain Sunshine.
Shalom, shalom. Chiyuchim v'tzchok, nachon?
Okay. At a recent rally of a couple hundred Better Place car owners, Abramowitz showed up in a yellow yarmulke and a silky yellow cape. He was Captain Sunshine, laying out his Save the Company vision for the crowd.
We're saying to the government and to the army, 20% of your fleets should be electric cars. Do you agree?
Yes.
We're saying to the finance ministry, zero usage tax and zero purchase tax. Do you agree?
Yes.
And we're saying, of course, we would like to add renewable energy to power our cars. Do you agree?
Yes!
Kol hakavod.
The idea is this. With the right government support, the car owners could form a co-op, join with a few investors, and buy the company cheap. They'd run it prudently, build thousands more charging stations, stations that would be solar-powered. But the revolutionary idea, the battery swap stations, would be over. Or almost.
It's not that it's over, but it's going to be limited to the current car owners and the current car. We really see a lot of the electric vehicles in the future to be a second family car for the local errands.
In other words, instead of taking a road trip, you'd have to stick closer to home, just like almost every electric car. Neve Ellis is a business reporter with the Jerusalem Post.
It's not the same as the sort of visionary level of Better Place, which found a way around major problems that no one else had figured out how to do. I mean, it's not a new idea to say, well, let's see how much we can get from renewable sources and plug that into the grid. So I don't think that it's on the same order of magnitude.
The next life of Better Place is in the hands of a liquidator now. Car owners and Captain Sunshine hope to be running it by July. Emily Harris, NPR News.